I'm sure Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella would prefer if we all forgot about his gaffe last week. You heard about this, right? Nadella was at a conference in Arizona when he was asked how women in the tech industry should ask for a raise. Here is his answer.
It's not really about asking for the raise, but knowing and having faith that the system will actually give you the right raises as you go along. Because that's good karma. It'll come back.
In other words, don't ask for the raise. Best to keep quiet. Nadella has since apologized and promised more diversity training at Microsoft. His gaffe did not surprise Sonora Jha, though. She teaches journalism at Seattle University, and she recently published an op-ed titled, "How Satya Nadella Sounds a Lot Like My Brother."
Women who've been raised in India, you know, even if we are raised by progressive families, it's in the air where we've been told that we should take the higher road and, you know, sort of a boys will be boys attitude toward the boys and men. So my brother was raised to just do his thing and make his mistakes, whereas we as sisters were told, you know, you take the high road, you wait it out, you be self-sacrificing, in the end, things will work out.
So, Sonora, what kind of responses did you get to the story that you wrote, How Satya Nadella Sounds a Lot Like My Brother, responses from women and men who read it?
I have been overwhelmed by the responses from women, especially across cultures. I think this has touched a chord with women are raised anywhere where, you know, they have received this message in one way or the other, whether we received it in India as, you know, you can be like a deity, you can be a superior. Other women have received it in other ways. So many women have written to me either privately. The ones who are writing privately are those that cannot be seen in public as being opposed to Nadella, either because they or someone in their family or their husbands work for Microsoft, right? But there's also, I think so many women have shared it on their social media. And I think in that way, they've all stuck their necks out. I'm quite impressed that they should be able to carry this message forward. On the Seattle Weekly website, that's the only place I've really heard from men. There's one person who said, I have never heard of this being told to women. Well, the clear idea there is, yes, you haven't been told this because you're not a woman. I mean, you know, check with your sister, which is what my point was in the in the main article as well. So it's been quite an overwhelming response. I've also heard from my son about this. So
you're raising a boy here in the States. He's in college. What kind of conversations about these male-female relations are you having with him?
You know, it's been a constant because I chose to raise him here. And while we still have strong ties with my family and my community back in India, I'm writing a memoir about a trip that we took to India, especially to connect with notions of patriarchy. So the humorous thing is my son wrote to me after he read the piece and he said, I knew about patriarchy before you started talking to me about it, which is just really, you know, made me laugh. He gets it. You know, he has been raised outside that and it's a conversation I've constantly had with him. And he has encouraged me to stand my ground in, you know, there was a situation with my brother, so his uncle, whom he loves very much, where my brother needed to apologize to me and I was getting ready to forgive him. And at that point, my son stepped in and he said, but he hasn't said sorry. And you need to wait to hear him say sorry. It was more a reminder to me because that's where empowerment really happens. It's in me, you know, saying no rather than someone else doing something. So, you know, in that moment, he said, no, wait to hear sorry.
Have you ever had to ask for a raise?
I have actually, I've had not necessarily a raise, but I've had to negotiate. So when I was finishing up my graduate school and I was coming here to teach at Seattle University, I was taught by some of my mentors at my university where I was a PhD student to ask for certain things. And I stuck my neck out and I asked for those things and I got it. And when I came here, I heard from other women that they hadn't asked for those things. Also in India, there was a situation where there was a sexual harassment point. I was in my mid-20s and I worked for a leading newspaper in India and I chose to step down. I chose to be quiet about it and that still hurts.
Do you see things changing?
I do see things changing. I think part of it is this public conversation and I'm always grateful when people like Satya Nadella put their foot in their mouth in this way. These are dangerous notions to think that he's not been exposed to what women go through in the workplace and he can be in that position is quite telling. And so I do see change, but a lot of it is driven by these conversations. I do see things shifting in India and I do see things shifting here as well.
Sonora Jha, journalism professor at Seattle University, thanks so much.
Thank you.